The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Is Microsoft a dark horse in the earnings running? Why, it's hoping to win with the cloud.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. So this week, technology remains in the earnings spotlight. Reports are rolling in. Microsoft, one of the world's largest broad-based technology providers, is slated to release third quarter fiscal 2017 results. There's been a lot brewing at this long-standing tech company, and here to discuss the very latest prospects and predictions for this quarter is the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green, joining us on the line from Seattle. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Microsoft's been in an interesting place lately. What's the climate like nowadays, and what are predictions looking like in terms of this go-around? Do analysts expect a strong quarter?
You know, I think analysts have been pretty upbeat with Microsoft these days, and I think a lot of that has to do with the inroads the company has made in cloud computing. It's competing against Amazon Web Services with Microsoft Azure, and Azure really seems to be picking up a lot of customers and seems to have some momentum. And so I think analysts are pretty upbeat on the company's prospects.
You know, Microsoft has been focusing heavily on opportunities to further accelerate its growth in the business arena. So let's talk business for a moment. I think it had big hopes when it acquired LinkedIn. How is LinkedIn expected to contribute this go around? Let's start there on the business front.
I mean, I think there's some sense about that LinkedIn can contribute, I think, somewhere under $1 billion in revenue. But interesting is the ways in which it might contribute, stuff is trying to do with LinkedIn. And really, it's using, LinkedIn to help other products such as its Dynamics 365 business, which is customer relationship management software. And it's also using LinkedIn, or expects to use LinkedIn, to help out its Office business too. And so I think there's some expectation from Wall Street that the company will give some insight into how that's working.
So on the device side, which includes, the Surface laptop, not the easiest time for hardware these days. How is that shaping up?
Yeah, Microsoft is pushing forward with its Surface line, and, the hardware also includes sort of more speculative bets like its HoloLens, and then there's the longer-term stuff like Xbox as well. And so, I think Microsoft continues to do well with its Surface business, but it's really a fraction of the overall piece of its more personal computing segment, which includes Windows.
Absolutely. And PC growth for Microsoft, any growth in the PC market is helpful. What's the climate looking like for Microsoft in that arena?
Well, it's a little bit brighter, I think, than most folks would have expected, only a few months ago. IDC noted that in the first quarter, the PC, worldwide PC shipments grew 0.6%, which sounds tiny, but it's the first year-over-year quarterly growth in 5 years. And so, who's to say if that's going to continue or not? But that said, it's a positive, number in a segment where Microsoft hasn't seen a whole lot of positive numbers.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green about how Microsoft might fare this earnings season. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. Looking ahead, what do you think will remain or become Microsoft's focus? How does it forge ahead, and what does it need to keep thinking about?
Yeah, because I think the cloud business is the key to its future, and a lot of folks are keeping an eye on that and how well Microsoft does versus AWS. And, Amazon is by far the market leader in that business, but Microsoft is growing there, and it's making inroads in ways that, again, I think folks just a couple of years ago might not have expected. So I think as Microsoft picks up in that business, that will be the area I think a lot of investors focus in on.
We'll leave it right there. Jay Green, thanks as always for the time.
Yeah, thank you, Tanya.
Thanks again to Jay Green. He covers all things Microsoft for the Journal. You can check out more at WSJ.com. That will wrap up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.